Hey guys, producer Kyle here, and I just wanted to let you guys know that, hey, it's the start of the Max Fun Drive. This is the time of the year every year that Max Fun devotes to inviting people to become members of the Max Fun Network or to boost or upgrade your membership and show your support with monthly contributions. We are a fully user, you know, supported, you know, foundation that's happening over here at Max Fun. And we're one of the many shows that is able to do what we do and do it the way that we do it because of Max Fun. And so we really appreciate what they do. So if you could, if you have a little bit extra, $5 a month, $10 a month, hey, you do you. If you guys could go to MaximumFun.org/join and go and make a donation, you'd be not only showing us some love, but also supporting something that's created by users and doesn't have to deal with all those things that get in the way of that. And so, you know, lets us bring shows like Jackie and Lori together. Anyways, thanks for listening. And here's the show.
Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
I'm just going to shout into the internet. I don't have it in me to plug in the microphone.
Oh man.
I know it. I've been traveling for so long. Let me tell you something about Kansas City International. Its call letters are MCI, but All the signs say KCI.
Oh, weird.
So I had a very tiny meltdown when I was 10 miles away from it, thinking that I had gone to St. Louis instead of Kansas City because there was a bunch of signs and it was all very weird. And then...
Did you have Kathleen Madigan talk you down?
No, I did not. I had, what was the other thing? Oh, I rented a car that had a tank that held 9 gallons.
Ooh.
And I kept forgetting to do a joke about how it had great mileage because I pushed it the last. That would have been a good joke.
Sure.
It's over now. But I did Northwestern Arkansas.
So tell me about it. This is the first road gig. It's the first indoor shows. It's first weekend of hell travel.
Oh my God. It was literally hell travel. It was very weird. Okay. It was, everybody kept switching their flights and I was featuring for Brian Regan. So Brian Regan has been doing shows since pandemic started. He's been doing outdoor shows. He's been doing drive-in shows. Then he was doing indoor shows and he was doing Florida shows. And okay. So, so he is, so everybody changed. It's literally 2 hours from the Tulsa airport, 3 hours, 3.5 hours from Little Rock, 3.5 hours from Kansas City, the big airports. There's a small national airport, Bentonville airport, that the guy who owns the club was like, there's direct flights from LAX to Bentonville. And I was like, what? And it turns out if I'm willing to fly United or American, I'm not willing to fly either of those because they're the worst. And it turns out this guy has airplanes and has clearly not flown commercial in a long time.
Oh, the owner of the club has like his own corporate jet.
Yeah, he's a pilot, so he has airplanes that he flies. So he hasn't had to try to fly United ever.
Okay.
And so he doesn't know how bad that is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But I would offer that either of those is preferable to flying to a mislabeled airport and then renting a 9 gallon car and driving for 2 hours.
That's right. It's almost like I forgot how to book travel and get to places. So I travel on the Wednesday. I've been like you, you know, I've done 1,000 Zoom shows and I have been isolated in my home for 14 months.
Right.
And I've gone nowhere. Right. I've driven to my mother-in-law's to help her with some chores. And that is it. I have not eaten indoors. So I get to the LAX Everyone's wearing masks because it's Delta. There's no middle seat. The flight from, and I've switched the flight so many times. Now I have to fly all the way to Atlanta and then back to Kansas City.
When oh my initially God.
It was fly to Salt Lake and Salt Lake to Tulsa, and I should have kept that.
Oh man.
The woman next to me touched me like three times and I was freaking out. One time she was like, hold my water. Another time she was like, I read a QAnon article and it's freaking. And I was like, lady, I can't talk you down with a mask on. She had read some, there's an article in this week's Newsweek that if you put young blood in old people, you can stop dementia and maybe stop aging.
Oh yeah. I've read that. And that's like Silicon Valley, I think too.
Well, it's also in a lot of science fiction. And she's like, there's going to be billionaires who have children attached to them. And I was like, okay, that's not real. That's not real. You got to calm down, lady. And she never did. She did not. And I tried to talk her down. Anyway, so then I drove. And so that was Wednesday. Thursday, I did the show. And it was not good. It was, you know what it was? It was okay. That's not what I'm looking for.
It's so how many people in the room?
141.
And how many people, what's the space between you on stage and the first audience member?
It's exactly like 2019. It was full.
Okay.
It was completely full. It's a great room. And I was freaked out because there was just too many people.
Yeah.
And there was no, I mean, by the second show, I was like, fuck it. You have to just have fun. And if you die, this is how you die. So I was like, and I'm not going to die because I'm vaccinated.
You are. And even if you were to get COVID, your case would, no one who's been vaccinated has been hospitalized from COVID. It would be a mild case. Okay.
It would be a much milder case. So, so I, after Thursday, I literally was just like, okay, just have fun with it. You'll get the timing back as you get the timing back. I called Lewis Lee, owner of Acme, to say, is everyone rusty or am I a monster? And he's like, oh my God, everyone's rusty. He's like, I've been watching people for 4 months relearn their timing.
Oh my God.
He said, it'll take you 10 shows. And I was like, it can't take me 10 shows. I'll give you 3 shows, Lewis.
Oh man.
And so by Saturday's second show, It's still a little sloppy. And what was great about this is I'm only doing 20s.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Opening for Regan, right? And I get to see Regan do an hour 5 times.
Yeah.
And but it was, you know, Friday shows were good. And then Saturday first show was great. And Saturday second show, you know that thing? Hey, there's a helicopter. You know that thing when you come off stage and you say to somebody,
Jesus Christ, that helicopter.
That is impressive.
It is impressive. Welcome to Van Nuys. it's literally, I got off stage and Regan goes, Brian goes, better luck next time.
Yeah, you killed.
Yeah. And I was like, that's when I felt like I was back.
Oh, that's great.
Because I love that joke. Yeah. And to get it from Brian Regan, of course, is a nice thing.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep. So it was full. And I started, you know, by Friday, I was making fun of the crowd. I was like, do you feel socially distant? There's no social distancing going on here.
Yeah.
And they laughed and laughed. And I said, the entire state of Arkansas is just like, no, it's been enough. I'm bored now. We're just going to go down in a group.
Did you feel like people were vaccinated or you were entertaining anti-vaxxers? Or?
I felt like they were vaccinated.
Okay.
I felt like they were vaccinated and I felt like they were also, and they were like 20s to 50s.
Okay.
Like there were no seriously older people, like 70s or 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday second show had a couple of 14-year-olds because it was Brian Regan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that is. And but the travel was nightmarish.
That's awful. That's
and I planned it so poorly that I don't I don't know what to, obviously the learning curve on that's going to be. And we just drove from LAX right now. It was crawling with humidity.
Really?
Yeah. I wore a mask today for 11 hours.
Oh, that's right. You, not only is it a horrible day of flying, but you're masked the entire time because you don't want to take that chance on a plane. So you're not eating on the plane at all, right? Or do, are you taking quick
flights? Yeah, you could, in between, you could do that because I flew first class all the way back.
Okay.
And that was great.
Yes.
But I also, I had that thing where you can't get to sleep last night because I had that 3.5 hours drive.
Oh my God.
And so, and then, I stayed at the Hilton, very lovely. Uh-huh. And they're doing a thing now where they're not renting. Everyone has to wear a mask in the Hilton. They're enforcing that, and then for the most part, like there's a couple of people I saw who blew it off, but they're doing a breakfast. They're doing the cup of waffle. But they're having people kind of work the buffet and make a plate for you and hand it to you.
Okay.
And so, then
there's still plenty of styrofoam going into the seas.
It was all cardboard, actually.
Oh, that's encouraging.
That's okay. Something. And then I kept, you know how you can only open hotel windows like that much now, just tiny?
Yeah.
I left it open for the whole weekend. Yeah. I was like, just, and they have like these weird sealers and they're not selling the hotels. They're leaving them empty for 72 hours in between guests.
Yeah. That's cool. And you didn't bring any merch, right?
No, I brought some Joe Cole, masks to give away.
Oh, that's cool.
And I gave those to the staff.
Oh, nice.
But Brian doesn't do any sort of meet and greet because it was five shows, 140 people per show.
Yeah.
Tickets were $50 each. And he was like, the bus was parked right there. And so he was sort of, he's doing Irvine this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Irvine Improv. I think he's doing it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. Probably. But he's working on a new hour and it's pretty funny. It's obviously... Turns out it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I would assume so. And so did he take any time off? What were his thoughts on, did he talk about comedy at all or?
Yeah, well, yeah, he got COVID real bad in December.
Oh, was it bad?
He almost got hospitalized.
Oh, shit.
And he lost, and so did his tour manager.
Wow.
His tour manager, Eric lost his sense of taste and smell for 3 weeks. Brian only lost it for a week. But Brian is such a meat and potatoes guy. Mm-hmm. I think his taste buds were shot off by Chef Boyardee in the front row. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Gordy. Some Gordo left.
Yeah.
He's glad you're back.
He's glad I'm back, and I'm glad I'm back because he's very cool. And I did, you know, because it's Brian, you got to be clean. Mm-hmm. But because it was a club, I decided to do the gender sexuality bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at one point I, there's no swearing, obviously.
Right.
But I do say at one point that I'm having sex with a cat. And,
I think you imply it.
No, I say the words, I'm having sex with a cat. I did say,
yeah.
And I was closing on the cement mixer story. Mm-hmm. And he said, I like that cement mixer story. And I said, yeah, I got two possible closers, that and the cock ring story. And he goes, well, I'm glad you're not doing that. I appreciate that. Thanks for, and then there were different, MCs. There were different MCs for every show.
So is there a local comedy scene there?
Yeah, a little bit, but they all drove in from Oklahoma and Dallas, like Oklahoma City, Dallas. Linda Stogner drove in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she says hi.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do at least a break.
Okay.
You want to do?
Let's do that first one. Yeah.
Hey, you guys, it's the Max Fun Drive. And which means once a year, we do this thing where you get, we do a bonus episode, and we, the whole network gets together to plug each other's podcasts, and we appreciate everybody, and it's just a great, you know, it's a way to join each, it's monthly, right, Lori?
Our podcast?
No, the drive.
Well, you join at different levels, correct, right, and you pay... Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. I am on medication.
It's fun to watch both of you answer the question and then respond back with the same question.
yeah, guys, here's the deal. Shit's not free. Okay.
Amen, sister.
It shouldn't be free. We are giving you pleasure. Now, I don't understand why you get pleasure from this. That's your problem. All right.
Between you and your God.
Yeah. We Jackie fucking just left Arkansas and then flew for hours and flew into LAX and came into her garage and started the podcast before saying hi to her fucking dog. And you're not going to pay for that? Who are you? Okay.
What kind of monsters? So there's different tiers, and you go to what? MaxFun.com/join?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what it is.
.org. MaximumFun.org/join.
I didn't even catch to see .com. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
And that it's MaximumFun.org.
/join, yeah. And you join at a level you can afford. You know, one of the prizes is we did our first face-to-face podcast before you went to Arkansas, and that's the prize for anyone who signs up and gets and joins via our podcast.
It gets heartwarming, y'all.
It gets real heartwarming because we see each other in real life.
That's true.
We're all vaccinated, sitting around a table. I believe Kyle was half-vaxxed, so he might have been masked up a little bit back.
But we enjoyed a symphony of dumpsters and jets because we were recording outside in Van Nuys.
Yeah, helicopters. It's always good. And so MaximumFun.org. And our fans, literally, I know a lot of them are comics, and a lot of them are comedy fans. So whatever you could afford would be great. You know, it's just, it supports us throughout the year. You know, we get to pay Kyle, we get to make a couple of bucks. It's nice.
Yeah, and it's not just us. It's the people at Maximum Fun that provide everything that we get to use. We just show up and start complaining in our mics, and they do everything else. And that's their job. And people deserve to be paid for their jobs. And, you know, if you enjoy our content and you enjoy, I hate the fact that I just said content, but if you like what you listen to, we give you an hour a week, you know, that's pay for that.
Pretty solid.
A little bit.
That's it. And I think it's at the $10 tier, you get a free pin.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that next time.
Okay. Anyway. We'll talk about that.
All right. Yeah. Ooh, I love that. A teaser for the next break.
Lori, you have had the operation.
I have.
What? Tell me about that.
Wow.
We both had so much stuff.
I know. Big week. So I had it on Monday. It's now Sunday night, right? And I've been sleeping a lot, and I have little episodes of pain, you know, but it's nothing too bad. It hasn't been too bad at all. The worst thing, and I would just recommend for anyone before any surgery, is that the anesthesia, if you go do full anesthesia, will cause nausea. Then you can't keep anything down. And so because I drink so much coffee, I had to stop drinking coffee, obviously, the night before. And I couldn't drink any sips to stop the headache. And I'm not kidding. Coffee headache was so bad that the highly addictive painkillers they were giving me didn't affect the headache. They helped the other stuff, you know? I ended up getting some nausea medication, and then I was able to drink coffee again, and that was okay. So that was like, the first 2 days were really hard like that, where I just felt awful, and I had little bottles hanging out of my body that were draining blood from me. And so it was just icky. And by the way, okay, my discharge time was 7:30 in the morning. which is criminal.
Get out. Yeah, that is criminal.
Okay. Yeah. So I felt like shit all day, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the doctor took the drains out on Thursday. There was I guess the pictures I was sending, sorry, young comics, I'm not good at taking pictures of my breasts, but the lighting was bad on the right nipple, and it looked, and he was like, oh, okay, you know, that's worrisome, right? And then in person, it turned out to be okay. It was just
a lighting issue.
Well, so it's more really because they took more out, and he said that my right breast was upset about what. But yeah, they're two separate operations, you know, so it's a big deal. And the how it feels is so, I mean, first I'm still swollen and everything's very tight and uncomfortable.
It's not healed up yet. It's only been a week, right?
No. Yeah.
Less than a week. How long did they say it'll take probably?
Like he said, 4 weeks till I can get in the pool.
Okay, 4 to 6 weeks sort of to feel normal.
Yeah, maybe 6 weeks, yeah. but maybe even months before you like your actual size sort of settles in.
Oh, okay.
I've looked at them without all the packaging, all the gauze and stuff on them. And it's like, whoa, I did not expect to see those on me. 'Cause you know, like Real Housewives boobs.
You know what I mean? Okay. Oh, they look they look relative. They're kind of shiny and new.
Yeah, and they're just high up.
Oh yeah.
And they're not saggy at all. And well, I remember I've seen those boobs on ladies and been like, oh, they're so lucky they were born with small breasts. Oh, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, no one's lucky. Everyone is lying. Okay. I mean, I don't know about you, but like I've had like. When I was a teenager, I had very floppy breasts, you know, big, you know, golden retrievers, right?
Right. Just,
you know, happy energy. And they, you know, they weren't like mean chihuahuas. They were just like big and all over the place, right? Yeah. Spilling out everywhere all the time.
And who was psyched? Everyone was psyched. Look at those. Look at, they want to see the world.
So I don't feel like restored to my former self because my young self, because they're very different than even when I was a teenager. This just, it's not the style that the Kilmartin women have, you know, and he took out, I guess 300 grams of one and 400 of the other, because they weren't the same size. So now they're the same size. And I'm wearing, I don't think a man can understand this, but like the oppression of a bra and how heavy it is and how it feels like you're just packed yourself in an iron corset. And now I don't have to wear that. Like, and I don't have to hold them up. Like if I wouldn't want to run now, but if I had to run from a rapist, I wouldn't have to hold my boobs and run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I could do a Tom Cruise arm pump.
Yep. And just go.
Probably rip a few stitches. But,
Look at you raising your arms up though.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yesterday, I raised them all the way up, and I pulled the kitchen window down like this, and then I was up all night, just like my body was like, "What the fuck just happened?" So,
what did you do?
It's very different, and I like the way they look, and they're even, and I'm like, "Well, these will do me for the next 30 years before I die. That's fine."
What is nice?
If I can wear bralettes, which are Kyle, they're just. Basically, they don't feel like anything. You
are
know?
They like a camisole?
Almost like a tank top.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, no pressure on your shoulders, nothing pulling.
Yeah, that is the greatest problem with the bra is that they dig into your shoulders.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, I gotta, he's gotta. Yeah,
you have to control them. You have to manage these things.
Right.
So, so that won't be a thing for me for maybe 20 years or something. I don't know. And then by then I'll be 75 and who will care, but, right.
It's like, yeah, it's like getting LASIK or getting like your teeth whitened or whatever. Yeah. It's right. Just convenient. I'm glad it worked. I'm glad that you lived. I'm glad that there were no complications, all the things. Because I realized I didn't have Cheryl's number. And I was like, I think she's probably knocked out. How do I get over there?
I'll give you Cheryl's number after.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheryl took care of me. She drove me there. And then she yelled at them for the 7:30.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. God, there's so much waste in hospitals. It's like, they sent me home with like a ton of these little plastic cups for blood and I didn't need any of them. And then they have these amazing, like heating pads, but they were, I was so wrecked at the time. I don't know exactly what they were, but the nurse would just crack them. It felt like rocks were cracking in them and then put it behind me and it would immediately heat up. So it's not like you plug in or something like that. I don't know what they're made of.
Oh, I know those. Yeah, I've seen those.
So she goes, you want to go home with some? And I'm like, are they reusable? And they're not. So
you're
like,
not.
That's okay. I'll just plug mine in. Like,
yeah.
We're just throwing so much shit away.
Yeah.
And
I had to step away.
You're very busy, Jackie. That's okay, because you've had a terrible travel day.
Oh my God, what a terrible travel! It was dumb, but I will say that. So I tried to do stand up wise. I tried to do different sets. You know, I tried to do the same opener and work on the opener, so that I'll have it done for Seattle this week, and then I tried to do the closer, so I'll have the closer done. And then I tried to mix up the middle so that I was at least trying the timing in front of people.
Right.
And then by the second show Saturday, I was just loose again. I felt like I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
These people have come out to see a good time. I'm up here having the time of my life. We're all just doing it. And then I had my first indoor restaurant meal on Thursday, I think, maybe Friday.
Okay.
And it's so interesting. And then I went to the museum. Oh, that's it. On Thursday, I had my first indoor meal. On Friday, I had an indoor meal because I went to the Alice Walton American Museum of Art.
So is this near Bentonville, Arkansas, then, where Walmart is based out of? Okay.
Yes. It's the Walton daughters. And someone was telling me, they're like, it's just a big write-off. And I was like, so are public libraries. Please. It's not like there aren't worse public write-offs, you know, billionaires. Yeah. It's an incredible museum, quite honestly. And it's free. And, you know, and you could do donations. They also had like a paid exhibit, but I just did sort of the standing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was gorgeous. It was fascinating. And it was not, they were only doing a certain number of people were allowed in the museum. And I went Friday day, so it was lightly attended. And everybody indoors, like I tried to go to a couple of Walmarts to look for Hot Wheels for Andy. Mm-hmm. And they have different kinds of Walmart because it's, you know, Arkansas is where Walmart is from.
Yeah.
And so they have these things called neighborhood Walmarts and they're the like fancy grocery stores.
Yeah.
And they're kind of fancy. Okay. And if I need a regular Walmart that has toys, I'm looking for a Target. I'm not looking for a Walmart because they had like only two super centers, which is what I learned that was the word I'm to use. and then, so last night I was talking to the club owner about coming back and I said, you know, I didn't mean to make it weird. And he said, you're a comic. You're going to make it weird. I was like, you are not wrong. Because he asked me like sort of what I make. And so I told him sort of the standard Gersh money that I make.
Mm-hmm.
And And then he was like, well, not the first time. He did that thing where it's not the first time because you don't know how to draw. And I was like,
well, Jackie, yeah. It isn't your first time doing comedy, so.
Yeah, it's my first time. He was talking about, you know how people, the club owners?
Yeah.
Try to tell you it's their first time at their club.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're not a draw, so they're going to lowball you. So yeah. He's just a better negotiator than I am. And so what I've done is I've let it go. And I'm just going to work a club that wants to book me. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. And, you know, Andy's dad's widow lives in Arkansas. We'll go there. Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. And I'm just going to, this week I'm in Seattle. And then mm-hmm. next week I'm in Fort Collins and Boulder.
Cool.
And then I have a week off. And then I'm in Denver South doing the Comedy Works South.
That's great. That's an amazing month.
And it's an amazing first month.
You'll need that week off too, you know.
I'm gonna need that week off, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to figure out if ever all the ducks are in a row to record the album in July at Acme. I know that 800 Pound Gorilla is, I think, on board. Mm-hmm. But I have to the camera guy, the crew to do the filming. Mm-hmm. He works on a TV show. So they're Ryan. You remember him?
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he may or may not. I just pinged him to see if he.
You had said he might have other camera guys there.
Right. And I want to figure out if that. I just want to make sure everything's in a row.
Sure.
Because once I had a good set. Then I was like, oh, okay, it's going to work out,
you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told you that, because somebody else just went on the road for the first time, and she called me and said that she might not do stand-up comedy anymore.
Wait.
After the weekend.
Really?
Oh, please. I know. The following weekend, she calls me, which was this weekend, and she's like, no, it's fine. We all just need a weekend of work to remember how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll get tighter and do the good times.
Yeah. So,
yeah. You want to take, do you want to do comic of the week?
We got like 15 more minutes before that break. Nice try.
Nice try. How about the comic of the week?
Let's do that. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, our comic of the week is Kath Barbadaro.
Yes. That's a great
Very
name.
Funny. She lives in New York. I think she's from Texas originally. And she's a total WWE fan.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. She's very, very funny on Twitter and a very funny comic. Her Twitter handle is at Kath Barba, B-A-R-B-A, Doro, D-O-R-O.
Kath is C-A-T-H?
Yeah, K-A-T-H.
Oh, K-A-T-H.
Yeah.
It'll be in the notes, you guys. But find her, follow her. She's a delight.
Yep.
And
I want to put my hands up so badly.
Yeah, don't do it. I want to fall asleep so badly. But in other news, what else? I'm like, so, yeah, so I worked on the set list. And then after Thursday night's show, I listened to a couple of sets from Bloomington. Mm-hmm. My last weekend out of the road was March of 2020.
Right.
And it was at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington.
Right.
And so I had audio for all of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to some of that to sort of remember sort of the vibe and the timing. And, you know, you would have thought that all those Zoom shows would have paid off. And they did. I mean,
they did.
But it's just a different thing. And
you're not bad. They weren't bad. They didn't make you a worse comic, you know?
No, and there was material that was, it was weird. There was one of the jokes I tried to do it Thursday.
Yeah.
And nothing I did Thursday made me happy.
Yeah.
So so I tried it again on like Friday's second show, the quality time joke.
Mm-hmm.
About people spending time with their kids during quarantine. And And I think there's something there, but it didn't work as well in a Zoom situation as in the Zoom situation.
Mm-hmm. I know that's the problem with Zoom is a lot of times the audience, they're comedy fans or they're your fans. So mm-hmm. they know too much already. And then you are thrown out in front of a crowd that maybe isn't a comedy fan, you know, that has people that were cajoled into coming to the show, don't know who the fuck you are. And so they don't have that intimacy with you. So you can't assume that they know you. And so they're going to immediately like your sassiness or whatever. Like you have to hold their hand and walk them down the aisle a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I was right back in Nobody Knew Who the Hell I Was land, yeah. Right? Because it was clubs. And it was, you know, I got some very nice, I think it was, yeah, Friday second show after the show. I was just going to get a soda and coming back. And this table stopped me too close. And and they were like, you might be the best comic we've ever seen, which of course is always nice to hear. And they're like, who are you? And you're like, of course, you don't.
Oh my God.
And then my favorite was, you know, cause I say I'm from Wisconsin. There's always some dude who's like, you're probably a big Packer fan, huh? And I'm like, no, I hope they win if you want them to. Did you want them to? And because I don't care. Yeah. But and then he said that there was some problem with the quarterback for the Packers. And I forgot the name of the current, which I know I have all the information via osmosis because everybody's talking to me about it. But I mentioned the wrong quarterback. And it was the guy who's talking to me about it must've been 23 years old. And he came back with a very funny line because he said, you guys are going to lose your quarterback. And I said, Brett Favre?
And God.
Which is the old guy, right? And he laughed so hard and he said, no, Bart Starr. And Bart Starr was from when, 1972.
Oh, man.
I was a kid. And I was like, how do you even know that name? You're 22 years old. Uh-oh. You froze up, Laura.
There we go.
Yeah, so you froze and got kicked off. That's weird.
What a mess of a night.
Right.
Thank God you're home safe. That's all that matters, you know?
It really is. I'm very happy to be home safe. I missed all the, I missed everybody. And, but I have to say, so I was just lying there on the Pure Hilton sheets that I love so much.
Uh-huh. And
I was just thinking to myself, because Andy was like, does it feel kind of like your home being at the Hilton? And, you know, a different home. And it kind of does, mm-hmm. but I'm so used to being home. Mm-hmm. And then every time I left my room, I had to mask up and, you know, and I kept just showing people, I would pay things and have my wallet with my two COVID stickers showing. And, it was really fun, on the whole. It's such a beautiful area. And the MCs were all funny in a row, right? Like each of the comics, they had to do, so get this, they had to do 5 minutes and then they brought me up and I did 20. Mm-hmm. And then Brian got up and did an hour. And then he has had this, he's been a part of an ensemble cast on a TV show on Amazon Prime, but it was on DirecTV for the first two seasons. And now it's on Amazon Prime for free. And it's called Louder Milk.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a very dark sitcom. And it's one of those things where I think the writers were like, let's get Brian Regan and make him swear. And so he swears in it a bunch. And but they just moved it to Amazon Prime. And so, and it's free on Prime Video now, if you have the Prime membership. And there's three seasons. And he showed, so he did an hour. He came off. When we did theaters, he would come back out and he would just sort of do classics.
Yeah, right,
this
right.
This time he came back and he showed a clip of Louder Milk.
Love it.
Sure. And just as, you know, it was the slow.
Oh, no.
As the banter. But then, okay, so then, you know, he pitched the show. He told people about the show and stuff, show the clip, goes back up. And then they drop checks, and the MC had to do a check spot.
Ooh.
For 10 minutes.
That's what, yes, I, this guy, does, used to do that, with, that guy. And so, no, but so, yeah, but I mean, it's smart. It's, you know, it's smart if you're the headliner, you don't have to do any of that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I did not know that you, had attended that gentleman that you two had gone out.
No.
Oh, a separate person.
Yeah.
Two different men. Oh
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Jackie. Oh my God. You know, I know I have bad taste in men, but seriously, that would never happen on any level.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I was like, that doesn't seem right at all. Is that the first person that you wrote? I was like, this doesn't play to form, true to form at all.
I don't know. It's rough for the MC, but do you have to entertain people while they're paying?
Can't they just pay?
Why is that the obligation in a comedy club to entertain people while they're paying? Like, yes, the show is weird. Over, and
the show's over. Why don't you just
settle your bill? You don't get to leave till you pay, and you show the door person that you've paid, and that's that.
Downtown, you've had
the best entertainment, and now you're going to have entertainment that's not as enjoyable because you're not paying attention to it, and it's not Brian Regan. You know, it's a weird tradition that we could do without having to entertain the audience while they pay for their tab.
Yeah. It's too much. And, there's no check. They drop the checks after the show at Downtown Zanies, right? In Chicago.
I think so. Yeah. Why not have someone sing? Could you just have karaoke at that point while people are paying? And, you know,
That's going to make people dine and dash. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't want out? It's gonna be karaoke happening.
Play music. I don't know. Get a DJ to play something, but you don't, having the art form where you have to understand the art form, you have to listen to it carefully. Have that be the thing you use to entertain people while they're not paying attention.
To make some comic who's been doing it 5 or 10 years, follow Brian Regan. That's brutal. Yeah,
it is brutal.
It's
brutal.
It's
and you're following Brian Regan, and guess what? It gets worse. Like, that's not the bad part.
Oh my God. Yeah. So funny. Oh man, his set though, it was tight, it was smart, and he had in pandemic, he put out a Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working on a new one, and he did some of the stuff that's on the Netflix special, but he's already working on the next hour, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And
so even Regan does that. Even Regan does stuff that he knows works that's probably already been out there for his primary set so he can work on his new shit. That everyone does it.
Everyone does it. You mix it up. You know, there was some stuff from the latest Netflix and some new stuff. And he also did Fallon this week.
Oh, wow.
And he did Fallon on Fallon Wednesday night, and it was a Zoom gig.
Oh, okay.
He just Zoomed in from his, he lives in Vegas. And
does he like it? What's he, tell me, I have a mild obsession with living in Vegas as a stand-up.
He doesn't do any sets. He doesn't do any shows.
Wow.
He wants to just live there.
So it's just because there's flights all the time, everywhere?
I think his ex moved there with the kids.
Oh, okay. So it's purely then, the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the kids are grown up. You know, when I first started working with them, probably six years ago, and the kids were little, you know, they were like 10 and 12, and now they're like 22 and 17.
Yeah.
And so It's kind of fascinating.
So what one of them got was 3 years older than the other. One of them, the ages didn't track in your example, Jackie.
And oh, I'm sure.
And I decided to try to humiliate
you. Correct. And to try to humiliate me and correct me, yes. In there. Yes, we're super close. We stopped being pen pals. We were never, you know, it's the same thing as with your son, where if I meet a child who's anywhere between the ages of 9 and 14 or 15,
yeah,
I will try to figure out what they want to read, and I will start handing them different kinds of books.
Yeah.
And so with Brian's kids, I was just like, what about Dragon Riders of Pern? What about Mentally? What about this one? It's about a girl who has a tiny dragon, but she also plays the guitar or whatever. And, or the pan flute. I forget what Mentally plays. And then I got comic books for Christopher because he liked the Marvel.
Wait, for who?
The boy, his older son.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. Getting the kids gifts.
That's, I like that.
That reminds me of the hypnotist I worked with in Iowa, who said that at the end of the year he sends all the bookers a bag of oranges. I told you this, right?
No.
I was like, wow, it's an interesting idea. But then I started sending like John Fox, like the local bookers. No, I sent everybody See's Candy. It cost me like $200 every Christmas for 4 years. And then I'm like, I don't think it's working.
Okay. So I was looking at who works this club in Arkansas, right? Mm-hmm. And these two people, one of them I saw the W9 and the other one I saw a poster. And I don't know who she is, but they are married.
Oh, okay.
And I know him, but I think that they're both kind of Southeastern, Southern comics.
Is there still like a Southern, it seems like every comic is from the same place now because everyone just moves everywhere and they live every place all the time.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's still like a Southern circuit.
Those two are our age.
Really?
Yeah. I have a bunch of friends who do that run. Like if you live one spot there, you can definitely like go up and down and make a little money.
Hmm. That's cool. I know that that was what drew me to living in New York. Cause I was like, you could work a lot of road gigs, Connecticut. It's right there. Go to Rhode Island. It's right there. But then it never took. I could never.
They're still there waiting for you.
It's still there. I can move there now.
How long did you live in New York for? I forget.
A month and a half, 2 months.
You gave it a shot, Jackie. Honestly,
I hated that. I hated that Sinatra song, man.
You gave it your best shot. A month and a half.
Yep. Hey, you guys. There's another helicopter coming by.
Oh my God.
The finest episode.
You guys, if you guys go to MaximumFun.org and listen to the /join and join in, you can get a bonus episode of not just helicopters, but also airplanes. And some helicopters are police helicopters. Some are hospital helicopters. Other ones are traffic helicopters. We live between two hospitals and two airports, and the cops are constantly buzzing us because they think it's Hanoi in 1974.
They sure
these
do.
Like secret callbacks.
Secret callbacks.
Yeah. So so go to MaximumFun.org/join, you guys. And you know what? The minimum amount is $5. That's nothing, motherfuckers. You got that, okay? If that's all you got, we get it.
$5 a month is, and that's just like a buck and a quarter an episode. Sometimes that's a buck an episode. And
seriously, come on.
Well, and you get all kinds of trinkets at the different levels. Like most people do either $5 or $10 a month.
Yeah.
And, but if you do $20 a month or more, you know, I think there's a $200 a month one, whatever, but you get all of it. That's the gem. And you guys are great listeners. You really are. And if you have $5 or $10 a month, that's what most people do. And you get trinkets and stuff and it's great. MaximumFun.org.
We know some of you have money because, well, we just had to take out a bad riff on my part. Listen, I still have my Friday night go-tos.
Right? Well, you got your second show chops that you're trying to keep going.
But maybe not during our Max Fun.
I am looking forward to
Max
Fun. So the shows were at 6 and 9. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the website again for the end of the ad.
Oh, MaximumFun.org/join.
Yeah.
So Lori has been taking drugs this week. And so,
we've had supposed to do it. I stupidly said yes to a live set in Hawthorne for Friday, and I had to cancel. On Wednesday, I felt so bad. I was like, I can't foresee feeling good enough to stand, much less drive, you know, an hour. So, but I had told Rochelle like that was a possibility, and she's like, "Let's go for it."
So
and I did too, because I thought it would be okay, but I did cancel it. So I'm going to do my first set tonight because this will air on Monday at the Flapper Zoom show. And then, you know, life starts to come back to normal, you know?
Life is speeding up again. It was super busy at the airport. And I think everybody, because I think something like 50% of the United States has gotten one shot.
Okay.
And in some cases, like it's 60% of different states have gotten at least one shot, and 40% of have gotten two shots. So we're cruising along here, which is good, but they want 85% of the population to get these shots.
I think when you're on stage now, you can't, like, part of me is going to be like, who's a hoaxer? Like, I'm going to want to sort them out, right? But the energy that you were talking about, hey, I'm here, you're here, let's have fun. And the knowledge that if you're vaccinated, you're probably going to be okay. And that should just help you try to have a good time while you're out there. You're going to fly all the way out there to a gig, you know?
I want to have fun.
Yeah. You don't want to be in terror on stage. Like there's a plenty to be scared about on stage, you know, I guess. I'm actually more worried about a mass shooting happening during a comedy show now, you know?
I wore my Antifa t-shirt in to the museum and out to breakfast in Arkansas, and I got a lot of good comments.
Oh,
and
nice.
One guy at the Hilton said, that's great. Not everybody's going to be in favor of that. And I, restraint of pen and tongue, did not say back to him, you know what they call people who support fascists? They call them fascists. I thought about saying that to that guy, and then I didn't, because we were in an elevator together, and I didn't want to be murdered.
Yeah.
So
he was probably warning you if he liked it, that he was letting you know that.
Yeah, he was just helping me, because I look like I just wear t-shirts and don't know things.
Yeah.
Turns out grown-up lady. And it was interesting because I also did, you know, I do that line about not knowing I'm white and the thing about swastika factories and a match.
Yeah.
And there was always a couple of people in the audience who'd be like, oh, and I was like, and I would look right at them when I said it. I was like, you guys, you know that they're the bad guys, right? I mean, you the Nazis, those are the bad guys. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Like when we first started, you know, you'd go to some of these towns, not necessarily this one, but the one we're at in Arkansas, but you're like, ugh. Like, I know if I were to talk, small talk only with these people. I don't want to go below the top layer, and you just want to get out okay, right? And
most of these people looked pretty sane. Which was weird because of how packed in they were, which made me think that they were vaccinated, but I couldn't tell entirely, right? Because nobody, you know, I when I first saw the tour guide, Brian's the guy doing the tour, I said, "Are you vaccinated?" I mean, that's been my way of greeting people.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, kind of want to hug you. And so I gave him a hug, and it was, you know, and I'm going to Seattle, but Brian's working with Gary Brightwell down at the Irvine Improv this weekend.
Oh, cool. I know Gary.
And, yeah. And I was thinking about going down there on Thursday, but now that I'm home, and I'm leaving again on Friday, there's part of me that doesn't want to go anywhere.
I know, it's weird. Like, Ron Funches has posted about, you know, doing like the first show of the Comedy Store that, you know, clubs are starting to open up here. And part of me is like, oh, I want to be out. I want to be everyone's first choice. I want. Yeah. I'm like, you know, it's not going to
make or break your career.
It's not going to matter. And, yeah, it's weird. I mean, we figured out how to do stand up without having comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we can still figure out how to maybe not be driving down to Irvine on a Thursday for no reason, really, you know?
Right. Right. And he's got someone to open. It's not like I'm going to pick up a set.
Right.
I am kind of curious what Gary Brightwell's been working on for a year, you know? I mean, that's one of the reasons I took the gig, is because I wanted to know what Brian had been working on for the year.
Yeah.
And plus, doing 20s for the money was actually, you know, made sense to me for this to as warm up.
Yeah.
So, but mostly it was just because it was Brian, quite honestly, because it was Brian Regan, and I wanted to see that, and I wanted to work with him. So,
and he'll be back in theater soon enough. You know,
he's done a couple of theaters, and this club, the Grove, it has 4K cameras, and he told me he was going to send me the sets.
Oh, cool!
And I was like, you don't have to send me Thursday. And he was like, no, I'm going to send them all to you. And I was like, the other thing is he was so nice. You know, it's so far away from major airports that he's been having a hard time getting sort of big names from LA and New York. And he was super grateful. He was just telling Brian how grateful he was that he picked to do the club, because agents were taking his calls now. They were like, oh, Brian Regan played your club? All right, maybe, you know, he desperately wants this guy. And I was like, there are so many dudes. If you could somehow.
All right.
He'll kill. That guy would kill.
That's all.
He always kills.
Destroyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he has the routing on that is so bad that it's road dogs like me and you and a couple of people I put in there, and it'd be like, yeah, of course I'll do your, you know, if it's halfway decent headliner money and it's okay, I'll figure out a way to get there. Like, I know Felicia Michaels has done it.
Oh,
and
nice.
she's a road warrior, man. Yeah. And she destroys everywhere she goes. And I know Augie Smith would kill there.
Yeah.
And he would totally go.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would go.
You would go. Yeah, yeah, you'd figure it out.
Yeah.
He also kept offering to pick us up in one of his planes. And small planes are, you're just like, I'm just a little shy of such a thing. But it is very nice of him to offer. And it is,
but I don't want to die with a club owner. You know, I really don't.
I think we have a winner.
Right.
oh my God. Too funny. Yeah, and I'm, you know, I've been getting requests from people if they could open for me, if I could bring them on as features. And I was like, I have to figure out how to get myself out there. But yes, of course, everybody, you know, and there's people that, you know, like I've brought Brandy Posey and Carmen Morales and Brandy Brown and a couple other, and Andy Erickson, who just wanted to do Seattle that one year. She needed a 30-minute set. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely people who already headline but want to get into the new clubs, and I, you know, get to play some newish little clubs, and I want to be of help. I want to help, but I also I need to fill my year. You know, it's like no, I totally want to book you, but I also had to book this and makes sense.
The other thing is I know some people were like Maria, and I think you were too, were compensating the features extra money because you knew the clubs weren't paying them, but the clubs aren't paying very much to.
Right. The clubs are, yeah, because they're hurting, they're coming back into this, and yeah.
Yeah. The idea that you would have actually, it's like, it's hard to say to someone, hey, yeah, go ahead and lose $200 working for me.
Right, right. It was like barely breaking even before the pandemic.
Right.
And trying to find a place to live, you know, to stay and everything. And this guy was really, he paid each of the MCs, he paid them good. And someone we know featured for the Grove, the one in Arkansas, and he pays the features decent too.
Oh, hey, cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. God, that's not bad.
Right. That's Kyle is like, I would like that information, please. And when he handed the two MCs from last night, their checks, and you shouldn't get a parade for being a decent club owner. But I was just like, I was pulled out of me because I was like, oh, this is a decent, that's a class act right there. As I said and then I was like, did I just say class act?
It's like, not paid.
I mean, pardon me while I tell people that I'm all woke. I mean, I don't have a lot of.
Well, you're also saying that, I mean, because they used to pay the MCs in the 80s and 90s.
It was just
a lot of those guys weren't class acts that were paying those guys. They just you did at the time.
Right. You were just paying people for their work. Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy does. And it's nice. And it's decent. You know, it's fair. And so, because that's what he gave me. And then Brian matched that.
Oh, cool.
So, cool. Uh-huh. Is it time?
It is. Shall we?
Wait. No. Wait, we're done?
Yes.
No.
Unless you want to keep talking. Oh, we got to do the ad. We got to do the ad. Yes. Okay. Let me make another cut note this time on myself.
Wait, what?
So if you visit MaximumFund.org/join, and you'll see all the ways that you can give. Like, we've been talking about this. Most people choose $5 or $10 a month. Some support $20 a month or more. You can also boost your membership in between levels if there's a specific amount you'd prefer to give. So you can go with a $17 or a $22. And you get trinkets at every level. You get this show every week. You get all the different Maximum Fund shows. You get to pick what shows you listen to. And there's magnets and pins and t-shirts and cool trinkets. That's right. And there's bonus episodes for every, you can listen to all the bonus episodes, I believe. And that's MaximumFund.org/join.
Yeah, you get this show at every level. Sometimes we're on fire and sometimes we don't know what state we're in right now. And sometimes our internet logs us off. This has like been the most plotting of our podcast in a long time, but
it's a real ad for the show.
It's just one. This is it. This is you guys. Sometimes we swear a lot and sometimes there's no swears at all. This one didn't have any swears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say the word swears again, because that was fun for me and I'm a little punchy. Nice. I've been traveling all day.
Very punchy.
Well, Very punchy.
People should go to MaximumFund.org/join, and we all three should go to bed.
True.
MaximumFund.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.